Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
And we are back again. Welcome to Real Talk with H3 on the Black Independent Network on the Bashani Radio App. I am Alvin Hollinger III, AH3 the most, El Papi Chocolate to some. You can always connect with me and see more of my thoughts and musings at facebook.com/purpose1, Alvin III. Ladies and gentlemen, the mailbag is open. You can send me questions and topic requests to realtalkwithah3@gmail.com. I may choose a few to cover over time. Please check out the archives for more of my great podcast episodes again on the Bashani Radio app. And here's what I have for you today. Today, we are going to venture briefly into the sexual politics category. I'm going to call this one Ambiguity is Her Territory. Ambiguity is Her Territory. What are you talking about now, Alvin? Well, this one's definitely for the fellas. Have you ever had situations where you have been communicating with a woman and you never really defined the energy of the situation, whether it was going to be something more platonic or more sensual, and you decided that it was best to just kind of let the hinting of the situation, or you guys spending time together, quote unquote, evolve the situation into whatever it was going to be? Were you ever too afraid to tell a woman exactly what you wanted out of her? Or if you did tell her, she only gave you energy or an attitude that wasn't exactly what you wanted, but was, you know, close enough, maybe a little flirtation, things like that, if you wanted something romantic or sexual. Well, that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about that air of ambiguity, and how ambiguity is really her territory. Oftentimes when you set up a situation like that, of course, you are the I don't know, the listening ear. You are the conversation buddy. You are the text buddy. You are these different things, right? But you went in not even having just a base idea of what you wanted in the women in your life. You tell yourself like, oh, she's just real cool people, or we got things in common, and or what else have I heard from guys? We'll just see where it goes, or you have no base concept or reason of why she's here, or she is just so attractive to you. You're like, okay, well, I want to do this in a way that won't mess this up. I don't want to say the wrong thing. I don't want to come on too heavy or too strong. I don't want to just lay it out there on the table like this. Again, I just want to see where it goes. Well, oftentimes with that setup, how it begins, when you are just assertive enough to meet and get to know a little bit about this woman, but you are not reflective of the dynamics that's going at play, the ambiguity will most likely work in her favor. What does that mean? That means that eventually over time, there won't be much of a reciprocation. It'll be just kind of her show. And if you like being such a giving fellow, without reciprocation, I guess that works for you. But I understand most of us guys are not like that. We're either one or two ways. We either want things to go very well in our manner, in a very dominant fashion, you know, one-sided, if you will. Yes, very true. We want her to do what we want her to do, how we want her to do it. And of course, you know, that goes all the way back to the sexual realm. We want a woman to be easy for us in various ways, or more egalitarian approach. We want to, have something a little bit longer term, sustainable, you know, look out for me, I'll look out for you. You know, let's be both not just cool, but sensual. But some of us gentlemen, be it we either have been trained by the older women in our lives, or we just have something innate in us, we like being excessively generous. And but at the same time, we have a hard time speaking up for what we would want. Or we get fixated on a specific woman that really just doesn't carry that type of reciprocating energy for us. And we end up at certain times highly frustrated because it's we're not having the experience that we want from that woman, meaning like cooperation on not just communication and daily things, but communication on relational thing. And this is something that honestly can be much more easily managed or avoided if we would just take the time and be honest with the situation. Ambiguity in our communication and our connection with women most of the time will not work in our favor. I've seen it kind of work in our favor sometimes when you just happen to be that rare guy who has that charisma or that je ne sais quoi, or you just happen to luck up and run up on a woman that for whatever reason has this deep interest in you, this deep arousal for you. Other than that, especially in the context of I would like to call it the I am the table culture that we have, where women are being given this narrative of their greatness, their innate greatness, from every corner, from media, from the friend circles that they're in and all that stuff. The psychology of the dynamic between men and women is very one-sided. So when you, as a man, is interacting in an environment and you have a certain standard of how you operate and you function in the world, and you're looking for a woman to compliment that, that's going to be a something that you have to be very, very considerate with. So does that also mean that you just passively wait for this woman to show all this extra interest? No, not necessarily. I mean, you still can be, and you still should be, an initiator. I think the difference between being an initiator and being a constant sustainer of a situation in which the woman has low interest, those are two different worlds. And what I find is that a lot of men do not know how to pull back and redirect their attention or energy upon women who will reciprocate better, Or they know how to do it. They're just not finding the women that are attractive to them. And who are in their minds worthy of that attention. And that's one of the factors that you had no control over. You had no control over how deeply interested a woman's going to be in you beyond you merely taking care of the basics about yourself, meaning your, you know, physical appearance, also your psychological upkeep, how you carry yourself, things like that. But beyond that, whatever it is about you that either draws her closer or repulses her, that's in her mind, in her heart. And oftentimes there's not very much that you can do. Maybe have better communication skills, but other than that, she has a certain image and a certain understanding of who you are and how that matches up to her in her mind. And a factor of it is you do have to fit into her circle of expectations of her peers, because her peers are a big part of her mindset. No matter what she tells you, all of them, they're a little tribe, and one of them is oftentimes the leader, and the other ones are followers. And they have a delegation. So you're not only dealing with her mind, but you're dealing with a collective of the minds of her most influential female people around them, meaning, you know, girlfriends, family members, things like that. Which is why oftentimes they can talk circles around you, because you're not dealing just with one mind. You're probably dealing with 3 to 5 minds, which is a very interesting phenomena to experience. But that is the something you need to consider, something you need to think. How do you temper, or how do you manage your assertiveness? And do you even care? I mean, like, is it really truly a numbers game with you? Are you, you know, do you just aggressively or assertively seek as many women as possible so that you can operate kind of like a salesperson and see how you can average out your closing? Usually meaning like some time with the woman, sex, things like that. And have you, if you're looking at past, all the times that you had ambiguous situations with women, have you gotten what you wanted, or did you get more frustration than gratification? Oftentimes it's going to be more frustration, because we as men, even if we operate kind of like in a fluid manner like women, there's a point in which the ambiguity or the lack of order will frustrate to us or get to us, or a situation where you'll realize you've been doing all the most and she really has a focus on a man that has been doing the least for her. And you can't really hold the woman up on that, because she really didn't, you allowed yourself to be put in this position to be an option and not an obligation. So think about that. Think about that the next time interactions between you and women start building up, or you introduce yourself, or you got to find that fine line between being assertive and trying too hard to have a specific woman or a set of women in your life, or else you will overspend your time, you will overspend your money, you will overspend your energy trying to make something happen that never really was. And so that is my episode for this weekend, or this week. What in the world? I guess I'm ready for the weekend. Real talk with AH3. And until next time. Peace.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and Money Making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.